the Russia investigation.
A sealed indictment is expected to be made public sometime today.
New focus on two members of SEAL Team 6.
This time, it's a homicide.
Epic World Series Game 5.
They are going crazy here in Houston.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Who's facing charges in the Russia investigation? After word of a sealed indictment emerged late last week, that's the big question in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the Trump campaign's alleged ties to Russia. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, the indictment is still sealed, Steve. CBS News confirms that a federal grand jury here in Washington has signed off on charges as recommended by Bob Mueller's team. This city is braced for word. The federal courthouse opens an hour from now. The New York Times reports that one-time Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been told to surrender to authorities this morning, along with his former business associate Rick Gates. Now, CBS News spotted Manafort leaving his Northern Virginia apartment, getting into an SUV with his lawyer a short time ago. The president tweeted yesterday that the Russia probe is a witch hunt for evil politics, a distraction from the Republican push for tax reform. White House lawyer Ty Cobb later insisted Mr. Trump's tweets had nothing to do with the Mueller investigation or news of any indictment expected to be announced this morning. Steve?
Well, the government's pulled the plug on the Puerto Rico no-bid power contract given to the tiny firm located in Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's hometown in Montana. CBS's David Begno has more.
Whitefish has been paid nearly $11 million. And there's another $9.8 million payment that's pending. The company, which has hired more than 350 people to do the work in Puerto Rico, has said it will cooperate with any and all information requests from Congress or other appropriate governmental bodies.
Zinke says he had nothing to do with the Whitefish contract. Puerto Rican officials say the decision will delay power restoration by up to 3 months. An East Coast storm system has left about a million homes and businesses without electricity today. CBS's DeMarco Morgan is in Ledyard, Connecticut.
The powerful storm battered the Northeast overnight with whipping winds and torrential rain.
Oh, it's horrible outside. Just flooding all over.
Wind gusts topped 70 miles per hour across New England. On New York's Long Island, crews used chainsaws to clear branches scattered along railroad tracks. Some towns in Connecticut are almost entirely without power. Crews worked through the night to restore electricity in the most hard-hit neighborhoods.
Well, Star Trek Discovery actor Anthony Rapp is out with the latest explosive allegation from Hollywood, and it involves Oscar-winning actor Kevin Spacey.
There is but one rule: hunt or be hunted.
Well, CBS's Michelle Miller says Rapp tells BuzzFeed when he was 14, 31 years ago, he had an encounter with Spacey.
Rapp says he recalls being alone in Spacey's apartment after a party. My impression was that he was drunk. He picked me up, and then he lays down on top of me. He says he was able to squirm away and left.
In a Twitter post, Spacey says he doesn't remember the incident but apologized for drunken behavior. The 58-year-old Spacey, who has revealed little about his private life, said now he chooses to live as a gay man. Pentagon correspondent David Martin tells us this morning two members of the Navy's SEAL Team 6 are being investigated in connection with the death of another military man.
Army Green Beret Staff Sergeant Logan Melgar died last June in a house he shared with the two Navy SEALs in the capital of Mali. An autopsy ruled his death a homicide, reportedly by asphyxiation. A law enforcement source says the two Navy SEALs had been involved in an argument with him and are now under investigation by the Naval Criminal Investigative Service. Neither the Pentagon nor the U.S. Africa Command announced Sergeant Melgar's death, apparently because it would reveal the presence of special operations forces in Mali.
A new UN report says carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere have hit a new high. It warns drastic action is needed to reach targets set in the Paris Climate Accord. We're getting more details about the 5 long months two women spent at sea when one thing after another went wrong on their sailboat. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
All we hear is Maui, storm.
First, their marine radio went.
Not realizing that the antenna was already messed up and
we were turning directly into the storm instead of away from it.
Dismasted, their engine dead, they were attacked by sharks.
The tiger sharks figured that We had entered their living room, and we were not leaving fast enough.
Ship after ship failed to respond to their distress flares.
We actually wrote in the log, we've been left for dead.
The U.S. Navy ship Ashland saved their lives, and Jennifer Appel and Tasha Fuyava say having their two dogs on board helped save their sanity.
Well, the final score from Game 5 of the World Series looks like something from the NFL, 13-12. CBS's Steve Futterman says it's now Houston with the edge, one win from the title.
Go Astros, yeah!
For 5 hours, the Astros and Dodgers gave fans a glorious theatrical drama disguised as a baseball game. Early on, it looked like the Dodgers were in complete control.
And the score is Forsyth, and it's 4-0 Dodgers.
The call on Fox Sports, but on this night, no lead was safe. 4-0 became 4-4. When the Dodgers moved in front 7-4, the Astros came back again.
Unbelievable! 7-7!
Next, the Dodgers moved in front 8-7. It didn't last long.
High fly ball, goodbye, and we're tied again.
When for the first time the Astros moved in front late in the game, it was the Dodgers' turn to come back. Down to their final out in the ninth, L.A. delivered.
Taylor ties it! 12-12!
The great drama finally ended in the 10th inning.
Astros win! Astros win!
A game for the history books. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the World Series in Houston.
All but 10 members of the NFL's Houston Texans took a knee during the national anthem at yesterday's game in Seattle. The expanded protest followed a comment by the team's owner that the inmates were running the prison. Bob McNair apologized for that and met with the team. Tackle Dwayne Brown says that meeting did not go well. Worried that you're going to dip into that pile of candy you bought for the trick-or-treaters? Well, CBS's Matt Piper called a doctor.
Internist Dr. Jeff Stanley isn't trying to take the fun out of Halloween, but he warns parents to be careful.
Eating a few pieces of candy or something on Halloween is not going to cause prediabetes. It's really about what people are doing on an ongoing daily basis.
But a new study by Virta Health says 42% of Americans do have prediabetes on the mind. Stanley has this advice for those who still want to celebrate the holiday in a healthier way.
Pencils or small toys or erasers that you can give away so that you still have something to give to the trick-or-treaters.
He says if you're buying candy to give away, buy a type that you don't like yourself so that you don't have the urge to binge. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Moviegoers wanted a good scare over the weekend. The 8th Saw movie called Jigsaw was number one. Scary numbers from George Clooney's Suburbicon. It turned in a disappointing opening. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.